This episode is brought to you by Essentia. A better you starts with better hydration. Essentia is on a mission to inspire people to do what matters most. Their proprietary ionization process transforms water from any source into ionized alkaline water, providing water that's 99.9% pure with a pH of 9.5 or higher. Essentia overachieving H2O, the number one ionized alkaline water. Shop now.
Auto insurance can all seem the same until it comes time to use it. So don't get stuck paying more for less coverage. Switch to USAA Auto Insurance and you could start saving money in no time. Get a quote today. Restrictions apply.
At Outback Steakhouse, your wish is our command. Backed by popular demand, steak and lobster at a special price starting at $19.99. Come enjoy our bold center-cut sirloin seasoned with our signature blend of 17 spices and paired with a buttery, succulent lobster tail. Hurry into Outback Steakhouse where your steak and lobster wishes come true at a price you can't miss. Steak and lobster, starting at $19.99. No rules, just right.
Hey Tunes and Tumblers fam, it's your host Anthony. If you follow us on social media, you already know what we've been up to. A couple weekends ago, Kaylin and I headed to Bottle Rock Napa Valley, the Coachella of wine country, to blow our entire budget on food, drink, and amazing music. While we were there, we had the distinct honor of speaking to several of the performing artists on the record about what it's like to play one of the premier events of festival season. We wanted to release our conversations as an article for Atwood Magazine, but then we remembered two important things. Number one, that's way too much work, and number two, we're a podcast. So instead, here's a little bonus episode for you compiling all of our talks while we continue working on our slate of summer episodes. Please enjoy, and we hope to see you all at Bottle Rock next year. Cheers.
Hey, Atwood Magazine and Tumblies. I'm Kaylin, your favorite cocktail goblin, coming to you from day one of Bottle Rock Napa Valley. I'm here with Arrow DeWild.
Hi.
Henry Cash.
Hey.
Tim Franco.
Hello.
The quiet one, obviously. Seth Carolina.
Hello.
And Bill Cash.
Yeah.
Of Starcrawler. How you guys doing?
Hi, good. How are you?
So let's just jump in. We've got a quick few questions for you. What's the best thing you've seen at Bottle Rock so far? I know we've been here for like 5 minutes.
Bridge. Have bands played yet?
I think there's been a couple, but I don't know who, because you guys haven't gone on yet, and you're my first.
Was pretty good.
Yeah, the green juice was really good. Pizza was good.
They had green juice?
Yeah.
Super green.
Really good.
Our dressing room was pretty cool.
Yeah, we worked out.
They have Apple TV.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. Nice beam projected.
Yeah,
a couple songs.
We listened to Kung Fu Fighting and
Mi Burrito.
Loop de Loop.
Mi Burrito Sabanero.
The Harry Nilsson, the more vibed out version.
So
of that
we would
one.
Just get it, you know, revved up.
Squidward.
Nice.
Sing a song.
Yeah.
I mean, that all sounds like a good way to start.
Oh, yeah.
What are some of your festival essentials besides your ammo that you're now going to start throwing at people?
Who has the ammo?
Sorry. Credentials.
Credentials.
You've got to have your credentials.
Yeah. Parking pass.
Parking pass. They'll give you hell if you don't have either of those.
Did y'all have to park as far as we did?
Yeah.
Probably.
Yeah.
You got a shuttle.
Shoes, I'd say. Socks.
Did you deal with the dog?
The bomb dog
was the cutest dog ever.
Yeah. I did see a puppy on the way up, though.
Oh, we saw the puppy,
the
too.
The one with the cops. It's not really a cop puppy.
Another field, like 30 minutes.
Yeah. It might have been the same puppy. Who knows?
It's a really cute puppy.
It's going to be a famous puppy now.
Yeah.
If you could have your own festival, what three bands would you have play?
Ooh. Three bands?
Probably. Alive. Oh,
the Beatles. Wait, Tim's got one. What is it?
The Beatles.
Three of them. That's one.
That's
two more.
Wait, did you say the Beatles?
Yeah.
We're going back in time, folks.
Did you mean alive or dead?
It has to be
both.
Living bands.
Dead or alive.
Okay. The Beatles.
Leonard's.
No.
Leonard Skinner and Dizzy Gillespie's
Daddy Yankee
Orchestra.
and Daddy Yankee. That really rounds it out.
And what are we going to call it?
Yeah, let's hear a name for this fest.
Gasoline Needles.
Bottle Rock 2.
Bottle Rock 2.
Welcome to Hellville.
Welcome to Hell.
So I'm going to get a little bit more personal here with you guys. What got you through your fear of being forgettable while stripping it back?
Wait, what?
Like, you guys are stripping your
That's
sound back.
Question.
It is. Not while you're stripping. While you're stripping things back, you know, you're doing a little bit less of the, you know.
Oh, gotcha.
That's sort of an arrow deal.
Yeah. When I strip, I usually don't look in the mirror.
That's smart. That can make you
mirror,
nervous.
I get sad, you know.
Well, that's why you bathe in a bathing suit.
Yeah.
That's why I just call it a bathing suit.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I guess I just kind of do. You're talking about on stage?
In general.
I guess I just do what I feel like doing in the moment, you know, and then do it.
Living
in the moment. That can help.
It definitely is more, you feel more vulnerable when you're in a spot where you're performing like a ballad or an acoustic song. And it's just something that at first it's something we needed to be more comfortable doing just by doing it, I think. In doing that, it made the harder stuff even harder. Like, it allowed us to have more dynamics into our set.
That makes sense. I mean, living in the moment and just kind of doing it, experiencing it, gives you that experience that you need to be able to go forward. Love it. And why should people see you live?
It's an experience. It's different than listening, you know, it's a different experience. It's like, you don't listen. It's not like you're going to come and see what you listen to.
Yeah.
It's a completely different experience.
Also, a lot of people hear with their eyes and we look really good.
So, I mean, this is dripping hard right now.
This is actually dressed down. This is technically dressed down.
Oh, this is your casual wear. Yeah,
he's not even wearing a jacket.
This is business casual right now.
I like it. I'd invite you guys to a party.
We'd show up.
Yeah, we'd be there.
And bring like probably 10 other people.
And like a handful of peas.
Yeah.
I like it.
It sounds
like a big party. I'm about that. I'll bring all the booze, I promise.
Are you from Napa?
I am not, but our dear beloved Anthony, our host, he is not born in Napa, but he was raised here. I was born in Southern California where it's hot and shitty in Riverside.
Oh, okay.
Oh, Riverside.
Yeah.
Where it's shitty. That's what she said.
Yeah.
It's cool up here. It's our first time at Bottle Rock. We're having a great time.
The weather is getting better as we speak. The sun is finally shining. Yeah. I'm actually going to be surprised if I have to put my sweater back on today, and I'm here for that. So what do you do to prepare for a big festival like this?
Chill. We actually had a travel.
For this one, we had kind of a crazy travel because we're on tour right now on the East Coast. So we flew for this and then we're flying back tomorrow to like Ohio. Yeah. So that is,
I'm sorry.
We're flying to Ohio and then flying to Washington, D.C. to pick up our van and drive it overnight to Ohio.
Just a whirlwind adventure you all are on.
Yeah. He's going to overnight and play a show.
So it's definitely, gnarly, but most of the time, I don't know, getting to festivals when you're on tour is always hectic, but then once you're there, it's pretty chill, you know? It's free food.
It's cool.
Apple TV.
Sometimes there's like random free other stuff, like sunglasses.
Peas.
Thermoses. Peas.
Yeah. It's also all the peas you can want.
We love peas.
Got it.
There's also porta potties where you can put your peas.
Oh yeah, they have the fancy porta potties.
Yeah.
Which you don't get to experience.
There's also a secret porta potty. I don't know if you guys heard about it.
Where? In our trailer?
No.
Wait, what's...
No, there's Monkey Shoulders doing a secret speakeasy through a porta potty.
Oh.
Wow.
Is that just for everyone or just for us? Just for Starcrawler?
I think it's for whoever finds out about it and gets there first.
Which porta potty?
I know about it.
I'm not sure which porta potty yet, but we're going to find out soon.
Okay. We should tip him over.
Is it one of these or is it going to be like a blue John? Because I haven't seen a blue one.
I think it's the blue ones that the folks at the festival can access.
So one of them's going
to
be like, I got
to
use the restroom. Whoa, what the hell is this?
Exactly. They'll find a surprise that isn't a toilet or poop.
Not a toilet surprise.
Yeah, not a toilet surprise, a good surprise, a boozy surprise.
I thought you were going to say there was going to be like a porta potty that's like a Doctor Who where it like goes downstairs. Or
you basically just transport like anywhere in space and time.
That'd be kind of even cooler.
I'd be in that thing all day.
Oh.
All the rest of my life.
You couldn't get me out of that.
No.
So, his favorite movies, Flushed Away. Is that what you said?
You were watching Flushed Away last night.
I don't think I've actually watched it, but I feel like it's on the level of the Emoji Movie.
I heard it was based on that 1975 guy, Matt.
As a child.
As a child.
I'm going to have to look into this. This sounds questionable. So what?
True. He actually got flushed down as a child.
As a child, he
had this escape.
Well, there was
guy.
There was all these factions.
There was a sewer version that came out first, met him, and he was like, this is my house, and he said, no, it's my house now.
I'm pretty sure y'all need to just start writing movies. It's your new adventure. I know, but like,
it was his uncle.
But like, y'all are describing another movie that could be made.
Yeah.
I'm into it.
That movie is Flushed Away. You haven't seen it.
That's what I'm saying. It's Flushed Away.
I know. It's real. So what, now that we've talked about poop and everything in between, what flavors come to mind when you think of your music?
Bubblegum.
Oh my gosh, I love that.
Also, like...
Wild and Reckless.
Wild and Reckless, Baskin Robbins,
Pacific Cooler.
I always like to
Twisted
think about
Tea.
Blue Raspberry.
No, we're not Blue Raspberry.
No, but I just like to think about it.
Okay.
Yeah. It just comes to your mind regularly.
It's make believe.
Tobacco and leather.
Leather straps or leather like
gear, like leather gear.
I like that.
Latex.
What about you, Jim?
Flavors. Yeah. Tim's probably gonna say like
baba ganoush or
baba ganoush.
Yeah.
Bread. Rice. Yeah. Apple. What is it?
It's bananas, rice, applesauce, and toast.
Yeah. That's the brat diet. That's Tim gonna get diet. Any tummy.
No.
Yeah. I. We all have the tummy problems.
Yeah.
You know, you gotta take care of your body. I also have pugs that constantly have tummy problems.
Oh.
So you feed them basically the same diet minus the bread.
Gotcha.
And they'll be fine. They'll be back to tooting like normal.
Cool.
Well, thank you guys so much.
Yeah, thank you.
I'm looking forward to seeing your set shortly and tasting that bubblegum in my mind.
Yeah.
And we're going to be looking, I guess, for this toilet lounge.
You guys are going to be like searching for it. You're going to be like, where is that?
What if this isn't, what if she's lying? I'm still going to try.
I might just be sending you on a wild goose chase. Who knows? There might be, you know, only five pigs, but I'm having you search for six.
Cool.
Well, I'm ready for that.
Yeah.
Search. All right, guys.
And no one else will find it.
Thank you so much.
And here's Alex.
What's up, Atwood Magazine and Tunes and Tumblers fam? This is Anthony coming to you from day one of Bottle Rock Napa Valley. Right now I'm feeling fresh and spry, but we'll see if that changes over the weekend. Right now I'm super excited because I'm sitting here with Sarah and Josh of Fantagram. What's up? How are you guys doing today?
Good. How are you?
Doing great.
Yeah, so far so good. We'll see how that shapes up. So I want to talk a little bit about your experience here so far. It's early in the festival, but what is the craziest thing that you've seen so far?
The craziest thing I've seen so far is our drummer trying to get the wrinkles out of my shirt before these interviews and the great heights that he was going to do that. Putting it in the air conditioning area, putting water on it. It was the craziest thing I've ever seen.
Life.
Yeah.
Sounds like a wild life.
It was nuts.
We're in festival season finally, which is great for us because we love coming to these things. What do you two do to prepare for a festival performance? Yeah, go for it.
All right.
Feel it out.
What we do to get ready for a festival performance is we hang out.
Hang out. Laugh.
Do a little chit chat.
Dance.
Pretend.
And kazoo.
I love it.
Do it.
So why should fans come to see you live?
Because people should come see us play live because we put on a heck of a show. We have a lot of fun. It's a space to get your energy out and your emotions out. We supply all of the emotions and the sounds, and you can headbang if you want a little bit, and you can be sober or you can get shit-faced, and it's going to be fun.
We welcome all types at a Fantagram show.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Now, if you were to have your own festival, a Fantagram-branded music festival, who are three artists you would love to book for it?
At the Fantagram Festival, I would like to book the Walkmen.
Ooh.
Portishead. And
you have to say three, and then I say three, because I'm not on the same.
I'm gonna start over. I want Portishead, the Talking Heads, Radiohead, and Blonde Redhead. That's four.
Well,
a lot of head.
I would book my dog Carl and Leroy. I would book what's his fucking name? Sorry for swearing.
It's okay.
Weird Al Yankovic. I would book Donald Trump. It would be a comedy set. And
just him talking normally.
Yeah. Yep, just him talking. And then my mom, just because she's awesome. She doesn't know how to do anything, but she rules.
This bill is stacked.
Love you, Mom.
Yeah. Crazy festival.
So a few weeks ago at Shaky Knees, y'all reunited with Big Boy on stage, and as a huge Big Grams fan myself, I want to know, is anything in the pipeline? Can we expect anything from that project?
Yes, sir.
Oh, man. 8 years in the making.
Yeah.
Here we go.
Only 8 years, you know?
Yep. Only eight.
We needed an 8-year break.
Speaking of a lot of time, you're coming up on 10 years of Voices.
Yeah.
What is it like to look back on that album nearly a decade later?
It's crazy. We were just talking about how time flies. And what's cool, though, is we're making a new album right now. And we reunited with John Hill, who produced Voices with us. So we're creating our new album with him again. And it's that synergy is there. And we just have a lot of fun together, and it's awesome.
Amazing. Looking forward to both of those projects. One final question. If you were to imagine the sound of Fantagram as a drink, what would it be?
Shoot.
It'd be like, for me, kind of like when you're a little kid and you mix all the drinks together and it's delicious at the soda fountain, you know?
Yeah, like a Long Island iced tea?
Yeah.
But like a good one?
Yeah, because we mix so many different influences and elements into our music. I guess I'd say a Long Island iced tea, you know?
Yeah.
Because there's so much stuff in it, but it goes down real smooth.
Yeah, and it gets fucked up.
Yeah.
Well, there you have it. Bottle Rock Day One, Fantagram. We can't wait to see your set later today.
Thank you.
Thank you.
We're going to headbang and have delicious drinks like we always do.
Good.
Oh, yeah.
Cheers, y'all. What's up, Atwood Magazine and Tunes and Tumblers fam? It's Anthony. It's day two of Bottle Rock Napa Valley. Starting to feel it in my feet a little bit, but I'm still really excited to see some amazing artists eat some great food and drink some delicious drinks. But first, I am joined by pop sensation Maude Latour, who is about to perform. Now, I know that you hate small talk, so we're going to just jump right into it.
So true. So I heard that this is your first Bottle Rock.
It's my first Bottle Rock ever.
What have you seen here that's just blown your mind so far?
I mean, I actually just pulled up. So this giraffe, probably. You. The turf is beautiful. The hills, the mountains, everything is gorgeous.
Oh, yeah. We love it. I grew up here, so.
Really? What a dream.
Well, you know, you'd think so. But mostly we just hung out at the bowling alley and the Target parking lot.
The bowling alley right down there?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I passed it. Gorgeous.
Now, when you were getting ready for a festival, how do you prepare?
Oh, my gosh. Well, I have my besties with me. I got my friends. We woke up in our hotel room this morning, drank a little coffee. I blasted some music. We laughed. We giggled, like feeling in the zone. I don't know. That's my routine so far.
And you have an EP that's about to drop in a couple of weeks.
Yep.
Twin
Two
Flame.
Weeks.
2 weeks.
2 weeks, Twin Flame.
Two weeks.
Uh-huh.
Now, I want to know, do you have a Twin Flame?
I have a twin flame. I have got some secret twin flames. I have a lot of twin flames, I think. I think I have a lot of people who are the yin to my yang and my other halves. So a lot of halves, so a lot of holes. So it's good.
Just a full-blown fire.
Yeah, yeah. Flames everywhere.
Can you name drop or are we keeping that?
Oh my God, no. Secrets.
Secrets.
All my friends though, everyone. All my loves, you know.
If you,
you know who you are.
If you know who Mod's twin flame is, drop their tag in the comments.
All right, it's you. Secret. Yeah.
Now, if you had your own music festival, Mod Latour music festival, who would you get to headline? Three headliners.
Who would I get to headline? Am I headlining?
You can headline if you want.
I would probably want a headline, yeah. But who else? Oh my God, like FK Twigs. Can it be Gwen Stefani? Like,
yeah, everyone's invited.
Probably that. Maybe like the Beatles too. Can they come? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we'll bring half of them back.
Tame Impala, Strokes, like all the live bands, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Good vibes. Yeah.
So why should people come to see you live?
My show is a time. It's a rocket. It's a lot of energy. There's a lot of love in the room. My fans go hard. The music is all euphoria straight to your veins. It's a good vibe. It's a really fun time.
Incredible. And last question, if you were to imagine your sound as a flavor or flavors, what would it be?
Ooh, it would be pop rocks, watermelon, explosion, sour, sweet. Yeah.
That is a great flavor combination.
Uh-huh.
And you can check it out over at the Alliance stage.
Yep.
In fact, it should be happening right now. You better hurry.
I better run. Bye, guys. Gotta go.
Peace out.
Hey, Atwood Magazine fam and Tumblies. I'm Kaylin coming to you from day two of Bottle Rock Napa Valley. I'm here with Sloan Strubel, better known as the indie pop sensation Dayglow. I know your festival is stacked just like ours, so let's jump right in. What's the best thing you've seen so far today?
I like these inflatables.
Everybody's commenting on them.
Yeah, no, they're pretty cute. I would say they're the best thing I've seen so far. Yeah.
Minus the pool, obviously. What do you do to prepare for festivals like this?
I don't know. I should probably have more of a routine. Like, my bandmates are my best friends, so we kind of just hang out, and then suddenly it's showtime, and then we just play, and then it's over. Yeah, I don't know.
Sounds like a whirlwind adventure.
It is, yeah.
So Fuzzy Brain and People in Motion are both incredibly joyful albums, but we know it isn't sunshine and rainbows all the time. How do you keep the happy up during the highs and lows?
That's a good question. I mean, the art that I create is definitely separated from my personal life. So it's like only what I put out is this certain way. So like, yeah, I don't know. I think with music, it's really emotional. And what you're doing by creating music is giving people something to like channel their own emotion through. And I think what I feel called to do as a musician is like make music that makes people feel better. So I just try to do that. So hopefully it's working.
I mean, I feel better when I listen to your music, obviously.
Well, that is great.
So you've said Dayglow as a project has always about creating honest, optimistic art. What are some of your favorite sad bangers for when things don't feel so sunny?
When things don't feel sunny, sad banger. Rainy Days and Mondays by the Carpenters. I mean, that sums up the question, basically, is when it's not sunny. Yeah, Carpenter is great for that type of vibe. I don't know. Other than that, I really don't listen to much down music. But I do love the Carpenters, so I'll go with that. I love Karen Carpenter.
Love it. So if you could have your own festival, what three artists would headline it?
Including myself? Is it a festival that I'm playing at?
You can definitely play at your own festival.
Okay. I'll take a slot. You know, it'd be fun. And then two other people. Let's see. Let's shoot for the stars here. Let's say Paul McCartney would be there.
It's been a common thread throughout this. Most people actually said Beatles.
Wow. Like, okay, no kidding. Okay.
Some folks back
nice.
From the dead.
Yeah. Paul could come. And then Oasis reunion. Ooh, we're going to make it happen.
I love that.
Yeah.
Why should people come see you live?
That's a good question. I wonder sometimes why they do. I'm just amazed that I have this opportunity. It's so cool. Like, shows are fun. Shows are hopefully inviting and as fun as I can make them. So yeah, we're just trying to have a good time and hopefully everybody else does too.
And if you were to embody Dayglow as, you know, a roundup of flavors, what would they be?
Like culinary flavors?
Whatever you feel.
Okay.
Whatever tastes good.
Let's see. Salt.
I like how you're like, we're so optimistic and happy, and then salt.
Salt and salt, you know, improves all flavors, right? Isn't that a culinary thing, I think?
For sure.
Salt. I'll go with that.
Love it.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much. Mm-hmm. We know everybody's schedule today is just crazy.
Yeah, no,
so
no.
We appreciate you taking the time to chat with us.
Of course, yeah.
And we're looking forward to seeing you shortly.
Thank you. Yeah, thanks for having me.
Great.
What's up, Atwood Magazine and Tunes and Tumblers fam? This is Anthony. It's the third and final day of Bottle Rock Napa Valley. It's been a wild one, but the thrills and the chills are not over yet. Case in point, I am joined today by Luke, Adam, Jed, and Gethin of the best glam rock band in the business. It's the Struts. How are you guys doing today?
Very good, thank you. That was a very, very good intro.
And I didn't mess up at all. So there's a lot to see and do today, so let's get right into it. What are you guys most looking forward to at Bottle Rock today besides performing?
I would say being in the Californian sunshine with amazing food and amazing wine is kind of our favorite things to do anyway. So to get to do it while we get to play music is a special time.
So what do you guys do to prepare for a festival performance like this?
Well, we went to his wedding not long ago, so recovering from that took some time.
I actually got married here in Napa last Saturday.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
So as Luke said, we performed at the wedding as well. So that was our Napa pre-Bottle Rock warm-up, started last Saturday. And plenty of wine was consumed. So we kind of just got our bodies ready for what's going to be another amazing day in Napa today.
And all your guests got a free Struts show.
Right.
True, yeah.
Now, I know that you guys released an unplugged album just a couple of months ago. I want to know, how does doing a stripped back performance like that compared to a full Struts show for you?
They're really different, really, really different, but in a nice way. So you're my human mic stand now.
I guess so. Proud to be.
It was nice to do a couple of covers that we were asked to sort of select, which is kind of rare. And of course, sort of like reworking songs is always fun. Mm-hmm. And I'm really happy with the little EP. It's cheeky. It's It's got a lot of kind of like good things on it. But the new record that we've just completed is really, really spectacular. Mm-hmm. And I'm excited because a lot of people have been talking about that specific EP, the acoustic one, and how like well it was received. And it's a really nice feeling knowing that we've got such a great record sort of like hidden away yet to be unleashed.
It kind of feels like the calm before the storm. Because I forget when people have been talking about this unplugged record, we had a lot of fun doing it, but knowing how much work and energy we put into this new record and how excited we are for it to come out to the world, we're kind of, I guess there's a silent smugness of us being like, hey, we have something really, hey, do you want to do that? We have something very good cooking ready to come out the oven.
And not only that, you're about to head out on your US tour in just a few days here, right?
Yeah, about next week.
There you go, yeah. And it's called Remember the Name. How could fans possibly forget the name of the Struts?
You'll be surprised. No, I mean, in all seriousness, it's just a little like phrase I've been saying like at the very end of the show before at the climax of the shows. And it just, I don't know. I think it's important to sort of grab phrases that are authentic to us. And we've done quite a good job over the years of sort of like having fun tour names, and Remember the Name just sort of like felt great. Because mm-hmm. it's been a while since we've been able to tour like we're about to, pretty much since 2019. So it's kind of like, we're back, you know?
There you go.
Don't forget.
If y'all were to have your own music festival, the Struts branded music festival, who would you like to headline? Three artists.
Oh, should we do one each, actually?
Oh yeah, let's do one each.
It's a four-day festival.
Well, I'm gonna go for the Oasis reunion. That would be insane. I would love that. Yeah. If money's no object, and you know, we go up and jam. Maybe I'll be the drummer for them. Fuck it. I'll do two sets that day. I'll do that.
I don't know. Rolling Stones. Why not?
Limitless budget here.
I was about to say this is a hell of a budget. Yeah. I'm gonna go Queen, but on the condition that Luke sings a fair portion of it, and then, but you don't do the whole set. We have other amazing singers that come in and rotate throughout, plus a Freddie hologram.
The
budget is quite large.
I would up the ante, right? Speaking of holograms, we all know that ABBA famously has just done a hologram tour, but I would say, come on guys, give us the real thing. And I'd pay them very handsomely and get them to perform physically IRL and perform ABBA Gold
in its entirety.
In its entirety, as it was intended.
Well, be sure to look out for the Struts Music Festival. This is one stacked lineup.
Coming in a alternate universe near you.
So just a couple more questions here. Why should people come to see you live?
I think because we're really, really good at what we do, you know? I'm not just saying that. It's, my mum tells me that.
Moms don't lie.
My mum don't lie. She's actually very harsh. You know, she's very quick to tell me if a song that I send her is really good or really shit. She's, you know, she's a very honest critique. And she can confirm that out of everyone at this festival, we are probably the best live act by a country mile.
She's seen that she gave birth to the singer on.
Yeah, precisely.
Her words not mine. Saving the best
for last. Her words not mine.
One final question, and this is for fans of Tunes and Tumblers, the Atwood Magazine podcast. We pair music and original craft cocktails and mocktails.
Ooh.
So what I want to know is, if you were to imagine the sound of the Struts as a drink, what would it be?
Oh, I think it would be like...
I've got a good one.
Yeah, hit me.
I would go a classic old-fashioned. However, the orange you're going to put in it is going to be the zestiest, most juiciest, freshest orange to accompany the classic old-fashioned.
I would go with something that bubbles, you know?
Mm.
What do you say about bubbles?
If it bubbles, I guzzle.
If it bubbles, I guzzle. Thank you guys for joining us today.
Thank you.
Can't wait to see the set later today.
Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Struts.
Thank you guys.
So I am here from Tunes and Tumblers, That Would Magazine, with Honey Boys. You guys are my favorite new band. You made it. You made it on the list.
Oh, thank you.
So I'd like to know, we're just gonna hop in because we're all tired. We've got a lot of places to be. What have you guys seen so far that's your favorite?
So we pretty much all showed up. I have been at the festival the last few days. I was able to see Post Malone, and I'm a huge fanboy. I've been listening to his music since I was 14, and so it was so nice to see him on stage. He was so wholesome and like so sweet. And then also seeing Dayglow as well. I love his music, and so yeah, those are the two people.
We also love Dayglow. Shout out to Dayglow.
Yes, and then of course Red Hot Chili Peppers tonight. We're looking forward to seeing them. I don't know about you guys, but you know, they're just a legendary band, and so like it's gonna be amazing.
We saw them in 2021, but I'm gonna be seeing Lil Nas X.
Ooh.
Can't help myself. Quick queer shout loud. So and you wanted to also give a shout out.
I was gonna say that my girlfriend is the best thing I've seen here so far.
That's so sweet.
Yeah. Love her.
All right, Reese has something.
I think these five beautiful men are the best thing that I've seen today.
So, that was probably really shorter.
We're trying to keep the microphones out of your faces. And I have to keep this side of mine because my dog chewed it. Shout out to pizza. So what are some of your festival essentials? What'd you bring with you to get through a 3-day crazy whirlwind adventure?
You know, I think the only thing that we requested was Cali Squeeze, Blood Orange Cali Squeezes, which are from where we're like from the Central Valley. They're just like the best beers, and so like that's.
Oh, it's beer. I'm thinking it's like sparkling, some sparkling water.
Liquid Death.
I got some good ones.
Yeah, yeah.
I feel like you need a nice pair of sunglasses, just to protect your eyes and to lay low, but then also sunscreens. Sunscreen is so important.
So key. They actually have Kaiser dispensers around the festival. Oh, no. For people who forgot their sunscreen,
that is very
it's important.
Nice.
If you guys could have your own festival, who would your top three headliners be? It could be anybody. We've had some people come back from the dead.
I'm going to say one of my headliners would be Stevie Wonder for sure.
Yeah. Wow.
Sick.
Stevie.
The Beatles, honestly.
Everybody's been wanting the Beatles.
I mean, yeah, I mean, that's kind of just like, you know, shoe in. But like, come on, I would love to see the Beatles, you know. Yeah.
If John Coltrane came back from the dead, the world would be a better place.
Preach.
I'm going to use my powers to bring back Jimi Hendrix from the dead and watch him.
Coldplay.
If I could imagine one artist to bring to the festival... I think I'd pick Parcels.
Oh!
That's a good one.
I mean, I'm not mad at that. Did everybody go? Do we have a full lineup here?
Yeah.
This is gonna be a sick ass festival. I mean, absolutely. So you guys have this idea of making a documentary about, you know, a band in the social media age. You know, what does that exactly mean to you? How have you kind of gotten yourselves out from the depths of the thing I shall not speak about ever again? That dark black hole of a certain year that I'm just gonna ignore.
I think here's what I'm gonna say is that, you know, we started almost as an internet band, you know, sending tracks, you know, through the internet. Reese is from Boston, you know, Grady, he was in Germany. And so we were just all sending things through email, and it was definitely a bit disconnected. And so it's just so nice to be like practicing in person. And although we all love like producing and writing music, more than anything, we love to perform and be out there playing live music and just seeing the reaction from people. And so that's really helped us, you know, kind of get out of that kind of space of just being at home alone, you know. And so it's really nice to be around other people, and today was a huge testament of that, just having everyone out, you know, and it's beautiful. So
your fans were going nuts.
What? Can I say something real quick?
Yeah, of course.
Of course.
Yeah, I was gonna say that, like, back during the dark year of 2020, you know, like, despite the fact that we had to be inside all day, one of the things that we were influenced to do is really practice our recording skills and hone in what it means to create music for the sake of playing for other people as opposed to live performances. And you can do live performances all you want, but the fact of the matter is that when you try to go record in the studio, it makes, like, it's a whole different ballpark. And so when you really try to hone in that recording skills, it really translates into the live performance aspect as well.
I'm going to go at a different angle to this question, but if we ever had to make a documentary, we wouldn't have to do that much work because we already have a fan fiction about us.
Wait, I need to hear a little more about this. Let's elaborate. You've opened the can of worms. You can't close it.
All I'll say is that Nathan is the main character, and he got sold from another band in our local college town called Carpool. And I don't want to, spoil too much of it, but that's pretty much it.
I love it. I love it.
Yeah, I was going to say they wrote 13 chapters about the Honey Boys, and yeah.
It's impressive. I wish somebody would write that much about me.
Well, if you're interested in reading it, it's an account on Instagram. Shouts out to @slowfanfic. Oh my God. couple people from the area that wrote the story. And we'll just say that it's a very steamy, romantic, just juicy story that's worth a read if you have the time.
It's centered around like a love square. That's all we're gonna say.
Not a love triangle, love square.
Yeah. Interesting read for sure.
Okay. All right. So this kind of leads me to the next question. This one actually is definitely an Anthony question. Would the world be better if there were more bands with saxophones in them?
Yeah. Snaps.
I feel like he is your main character, you know?
100%.
How have you kind of integrated the saxophone into all songs? Because, you know, there's always the sax solo kind of groups that sometimes will bring a sax in. How have you really integrated it to your sound?
Yeah, I'll let Nathan take this one.
Absolutely.
So what I was explaining earlier to someone else was that, you know, I grew up as a jazz sax player. And as a jazz sax player, your role really is to be like kind of like the lead vocalist. You're playing the head and you're playing the solo and you're taking the head out. When you do something as Honey Boys, you know, you're treating yourself as a layer, as a part, as opposed to whatever great saxophone jazz player solos the whole 10 minutes. And so what I've really tried to learn, I've learned a lot from these guys who are all incredibly fabulous and talented musicians who taught me so much, is really how to integrate myself with the sound and what is the message we're putting out, what is the sound we're putting out, how can I best appropriately insert myself in that sound in a way that not only like doesn't step on anyone else's toes, but creates another layer that really enhances the sound of what we're trying to do.
Cool. I mean, you spoke for the entire team there in a matter of 20 seconds. You've already played live, but why should people come to see you live?
Okay, so Bassline, it's a fun time, and you're going to have fun if you come to our show. So,
Honey Boys know how to get down, very true. But also, I feel like we're more of a performance band than like a recording band. I think like recording for me at least was a lot of adjustment. Recording is a lot of, you need to be very meticulous and you need to play like a robot. But I feel like when we're live, we have such a fun sound and we play off each other. There's a lot of improvisation as well that happens. And I know that comes with a lot of jazz styles, but at the end of the day, we're a performing band and I just love to be with these guys and play.
I just wanted to say that like, I feel like there's a lot of groups that are very serious and like we obviously take music seriously, but we like to have fun and not take it too serious when we're up there and just smile. And it's just like, it's fun to hang out. And like, I love all these guys and we all have such good chemistry that we're just able to have a good time up there. You know, that's what it's about.
To use a little bit of a reverse psychology, if you want to see us live, you shouldn't.
You heard it here first. If Honey Boys were a drink or a flavor, what would it be?
Like pineapple, rum, coconut, cherry, lime.
There's one flavor honey. I thought you'd honey. Say first.
And then, but yeah, with a dash of honey. You know, it's funny. We played for a coffee shop, and they wanted us to create like a Honey Boy signature drink. We ended up doing like matcha with a shot of espresso and some honey, and it ended up
and
it's still sick. There. It's still there to this day. The Honey Boy special.
It should be. That yeah. sounds delicious.
But I don't know. I was naming all those flavors because we bring a lot of different flavors to each and every song, and so I don't think we're one thing. We definitely have a lot of different. Yeah, like Ratatouille, exactly. I don't know about that.
You're a chef with a mouse in his hat?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
That's the flavor.
Actually, he helps us play our instruments.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was wondering. Now the suits make sense. Yeah. I get it. Well, you guys, thank you so much for sitting down with us. We are, again, Tunes and Tumblers from Atwood Magazine. We pair craft cocktails and music albums for artists like you. So I am actually the person that would create the cocktail for you so you don't have to go through the stress of it. But I would literally go like this with the honey. And then the booze.
Honey whiskey, possibly?
I love a good whiskey. Yeah. Yeah. Tennessee has some good stuff.
Yeah.
The honey whiskey, the apple whiskey. Yeah. They've got all of them.
We've been on that ever since we dropped Mr. Daniels. I've been buying this like honey whiskey, and it's just it's so good, honestly.
A little sweetness with a little bit of warmth. We love it. Well, thank you guys so much. I hope you enjoy the rest of Bottle Rock 2023. Yeah. It's the last day. I'm going to go back to the spa, probably get my feet rubbed.
Oh.
I signed up for a massage. I'm on a waiting list. But yeah, a lot of people are sore today. But, you know,
yeah,
it's a good festival. It's going to start raining soon, so get your umbrellas out.
No way.
I know. It was sprinkling on my way here. But thanks again, guys. Hope you have hoods.
Thank you.
Thank you all for listening to Tunes and Tumblers. Tunes and Tumblers is an Atwood Magazine podcast and a member of the Pantheon Podcast Network. Be sure to follow us on every platform and please rate and subscribe wherever you get your podcast. It helps us out so much. And if you go into the episode description and scroll to the very bottom, you'll find a link where you can support the pod directly. Every dollar goes to keeping the lights on and getting supplies to make these delicious drinks. Tunes and Tumblers was produced, as always, by Drew Franzblau and researched by Lily Eason. Our theme song is by New Girlfriend. Our hashtag mood jingle comes to us from Jacob Jeffries and Jesse McGinty. And until next time, cheers!
Hey, this is Liberty DeVito.
This is Mike Del Judas.
This is Michael Cavanaugh from Broadway's Moving Out.
This is John Jackson, director of the Billy Joel Archive.
This is Russell Javers.
This is Richie Cannata, and you're listening to Glass Houses, a Billy Joel podcast. It's awesome.
I'm Michael Grosvenor.
And I'm Jack Frenino.
We're lifelong Billy Joel fans who launched a podcast in 2020 celebrating the music we love.
Whether you're looking for the greatest hits or the B-sides and rarities, you'll find it all here. And if you've ever wondered what happens behind the scenes of a concert or recording session, we've got you covered.
Join us as we explore albums, tours, band members, the latest news, and more. You'll also get a unique glimpse into the music industry straight from the musicians and other professionals who help make it all happen.
Tune into Glass Houses, a Billy Joel podcast, at glasshousespod.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Glass Houses, a Billy Joel podcast, is a proud member of the Pantheon Podcasts Network.